broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico. Bill Henry.
Well, it's winning the people's seat. Scott Brown winning the people's seat in Massachusetts.
How you doing, all right?
Through all of this, Conan O'Brien has been a gentleman. He's a good guy.
The rifle sights are produced by the Trijicon Company of
Jews are good with money.
I've used the N-word most of my life.
World famous Phil Henry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The only news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about through the looking glass of reality and the news and you. Every night here on this program, we're here until 1, as I said, on the West Coast and the 4 a.m. hour out east. And we welcome everybody, our new affiliates, as well as you guys that have been with us for the last 3 years, aboard tonight. Like every night, we have Doug Danger, who is a entertainment writer, but will be taking on the topic of the Massachusetts senatorial race that culminated tonight with a win by the Republicans. Doug is an entertainment writer of the Orange County Courier, but he has an article that he's penned for tomorrow's edition that we'll be talking with him about. And then we have Professor Emery Clayton is going to be joining us, right?
Yeah, the next hour, though. No, 2 hours.
In 2 hours, Professor Emery Clayton will be with us to talk about the adoptions that are going on, or the attempts at adoptions of Haitian children that are going on as we speak because of the crisis in Haiti as a result of the earthquake. And by the way, and I probably shouldn't bring this up, but it was an earthquake. It wasn't a hurricane. And there's sort of this interchangeable disaster thing in the heads of a lot of people. You know, some people were saying, well, it was a hurricane. What is that what it did? No, it was an earthquake, this one. Oh, all right. It was an earthquake or a hurricane.
Yeah, no, a lot of people think it was, but it wasn't.
Yeah, it was an earthquake. All right, so that goes to the point of Danny Glover, the earthquake. Now, if you got information I ain't got, man, please tell me, but I don't know about earthquakes being caused by global warming, but it could be. It could be. Maybe it's heating the planet up and the tectonic plates are getting hot and they're rocking and rolling. All right, so anyway, we got Massachusetts electing a Republican, Scott Brown, to replace the liberal lion, Teddy Kennedy. And joining us, as I said, is Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier. We're going to talk about this victory tonight by Scott Brown and what it means for, you know, there's all kinds of people that are breaking this apart, Doug, and talking about what this means in terms of, potential filibusters, defeating the health care bill. You know, what's your read on this?
Before you get to any of that stuff, I think you have to get to the legitimacy, I think, Phil, of this election. It's the one thing that I haven't heard anybody talking about. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I've been writing on liberal and progressive issues for a long time, not because I'm gay, but as a gay man, as a gay journalist, you can well imagine, because of the discrimination that I've had to put up with, I keep my eyes open, and you don't get a whole lot past a journalist, a gay man and a gay journalist, such as myself. So when I look at an election like this that took place in Massachusetts tonight, I've got to ask myself exactly where the bodies are buried. Now, if you heard Harry Reid, he is the Senate, leader. Harry Reid said that they will seat this guy, Scott Brown, as soon as his credentials are in order. So even Harry Reid knows he's got to go slow on this.
Well, what are you talking about? Are you saying, when you say the legitimacy of this, you don't suspect voter fraud or anything, do you?
I'm not saying anything other than the following. I'm saying this is an impossibility. And this is something I don't think anybody has really looked at, but this is absolutely an impossibility that a Republican, whoever this guy is, a lawyer or something, is going to take over the Senate seat of Ted Kennedy in Massachusetts. Ain't gonna happen. Now, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I've written extensively, as you mentioned, Phil, on entertainment issues, but I do write occasionally on politics. And as a gay man, as a gay journalist, again, we use, and I use, and all of us use, whatever level you're talking about, if you will, like a gay eye on this thing.
Well, I don't know what gay eye is, but
what I'm telling you is it is a discriminating reporter's eye. I'm looking at this, and obviously there's something wrong. I don't think anybody in Massachusetts would disagree with that.
Well, we have quite a few listeners in Massachusetts, for starters, quite a few listeners in Boston, and you may get an argument. You're saying that this is not a legitimate election?
I'm saying there are questions. I'm saying that Harry Reid, I think, said it very well. And Harry has not had a good couple of weeks. I we'll all agree with that. Talking about the different colored skin, Negroes, all of this. And
yeah, we know all the comments.
All right. But I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I predicted he was going to say that, so it's not anything that embarrasses me to say. You understand that, right, Bill?
Yeah, no, I understand, but we don't want to get off on a Harry Reid tangent here. Harry Reid said what?
Harry Reid said that they will seat this guy, Scott Brown, when they're good and ready. Now, he didn't exactly say that.
No, he didn't say that. He said they'll seat him when?
When they review his credentials, is what they said. Now, Brown won by 52%, 47%. He got $1.1 million. Martha Kopa got $1 million. And that's a little too close for comfort. Is there massive voter fraud? I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. And because I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, I'll tell you this. If there's massive voter fraud, I would not be afraid to tell you that there is massive voter fraud.
Well, do you think there is?
I'm telling you right now that there's something wrong. A Republican taking over the Senate seat of Teddy Kennedy, the lion of the Senate, the leading progressive voice, United States Senate. As a gay man, gay journalist, I can tell you, anybody can tell you, there's something desperately wrong about this. And I think that when Reid says he has to take a good long look at these credentials, I think that's where he's going.
Well, I heard Harry Reid say that we will seat him once his credentials are in order. But that is a standard thing.
That's not a standard thing. The standard thing is to say, you know, welcome to the... look, I suspect the same people behind screwing the numbers up for Bush in Florida in the year 2000. I don't know if they have a connection to this or not, but this Scott Brown election...
Well, wait, hold on for just a second now. Now you're talking about two different things, 2000 and now...
I don't know if the same people, but I'm saying when Bush got routed in Florida by Al Gore and it turns out that he won...
I don't want to visit that history because that's a whole other thing, and we can argue that. I just want to stay here in Massachusetts. Well, you're talking about Bush, whether he won Florida or not. That you know what? That's been settled over and over and over again, and people are going to argue that.
Well, it hadn't been settled in my mind. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Well, it might not have been settled in your mind. What I'm saying is I want to stick now to the present day, to the year 2010, and this election in Massachusetts. You're saying Scott Brown couldn't possibly have won.
I'm saying that it is extremely suspicious, that a Republican who is going to take over the seat of Teddy Kennedy, you know who the Kennedys are, I don't have to tell you, and I don't tell your audience who the Kennedys are. This is extremely suspicious. And I don't think that this man gets seated until Harry Reid, Senator Reid, and Senator Pelosi, and she's not a senator, but some of the senators who know what's going on, take a good, long, hard look at this situation and come up with some kind of solution, because I just don't think there's any way. And I think that what has happened here, Phil, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, but you know, one of the things about being a gay man and a gay journalist is I've walked a long, hard road of discrimination, and that makes you open your eyes a little bit more over the 6 weeks since I've been out to the reality of life. And the reality of life is nothing is this dramatic. There's always a reason for things that are unexpected. And what's the reason for Scott Brown winning? Is it because they suddenly don't like Kennedy in Massachusetts? They suddenly don't want to have a Democrat in Massachusetts? They suddenly have decided now that Kennedy's dead? We're all done with Democrats? I don't think so. Now, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. And I'll tell you, the real reason is because somebody, I think, is fooling around with the numbers. I don't want to say massive voter fraud.
Well, you've walked right up to the edge, and you've almost jumped right into the massive voter fraud pool there by saying somebody's fudging the numbers. Now, here is what you have told me, Doug. You've said that this is highly unlikely that a Republican is going to win this seat, that a Republican is going to take over the seat of a Ted Kennedy.
My article tomorrow is called "If It's Brown, Flush It Down." Now, we used to use that phrase during the drought here in California. But I believe in my article, if it's Brown Flush It Down, it's going to be tomorrow in the Orange County Courier, you're going to see my reasoning. First of all, if you got Harry Reid saying he wants to hold up processing this guy's paperwork, this guy shouldn't be seated until the source of this scam.
So you're calling it a scam.
What else do you call it when the former Senate seat of Teddy Kennedy, I'm going to say that very clearly, because I'm a gay man, I'm a gay journalist. Kennedy. Now, you know that name, right? Right, Phil?
Yes, I know the name. So it's a very famous name in Democratic circles.
Famous name. It is the Democratic Party. Kennedy. And here comes a guy named Brown, who's a Republican, and takes over the seat. No way. No way, no way, no way.
But again, all you're using is your reporter's instinct.
Yeah, but I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. In terms of reporter's instinct, that's what a reporter lives by. He lives by his instinct. He lives by his wit. And so that's what the article's going to be about.
All right, well, let me take a break, Doug, and we'll invite people to call and discuss this. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. And your phone calls for Doug Danger. We'll continue talking about his theory that what happened in Massachusetts tonight, with Scott Brown winning this Senate seat over Martha Coakley, there's something wrong with it. He says it could never happen. He doesn't say that there's voter fraud, but he says that even Harry Reid suspects something, because Harry Reid said they're going to seat this man in the Senate once his paperwork is processed. So is there something happening in Massachusetts that people aren't telling us about? Our number is 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with Doug Danger here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry. Phil Hendry Show.
Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Doug Danger, I didn't know you were in Boston. You're there covering this, right, Doug?
That's right. As a matter of fact, in the background, I think one of these junior hockey games going on right now. We're watching some of that. We came over from the, first of all, we came over from Scott Brown's campaign headquarters, and we saw his daughter sing and the Doug Flutie band, and Brown gave a speech that went on and on and on and on and on, and I have to tell you, you know, I'm a gay man and I'm a gay journalist, and I put my journalism second to none, so I rarely agree with Keith Olbermann on much of anything, but when he said that this guy Brown talked almost as long as Clinton did the first time he addressed the Democratic Convention, I had to say, you know, wham again. I agree. It wouldn't end.
All right, let's get back to this, and then we'll get some phone calls. You have nothing more than your instinct as a reporter that the Scott Brown election in Massachusetts is dirty.
I didn't say dirty.
Well, you know what, man? You might as well, because what you're saying here is there's something wrong with it.
I said there is something wrong with it, yeah. And I said that Harry Reid agrees with me because he said he's going to take his sweet time processing this guy's paperwork.
Well, Harry Reid didn't say he's going to take his sweet time. What he said was he was going to... I forget what he said.
Well, you don't know what he said then, right?
He said something like, you know, if credentials are in order.
Exactly. Now, that tells me that Reid, he thinks there's something obviously smells pretty bad about this. I ain't saying that this man's a cheat. I'm not saying there has been massive voter fraud. But you look it up, Phil. This is Massachusetts, the home of federalism, the home of John Adams, the home of the... this is the home of the cradle of the American Revolution. Ted Kennedy, you know the name Ted Kennedy, right? Phil, right?
Yes, I know the name. How many times are you going to ask me that?
I'm asking you that because if you know who Ted Kennedy is, and then you look at Scott Brown, you say, that's like asking me to believe that I can put the sun out with a bucket of water. The sun is Ted Kennedy. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. And the sun, I'm telling you, the sun is Ted Kennedy, and the bucket of water is Scott Brown. Ain't going to happen. And here's what Harry Reid said. We welcome Scott Brown to the Senate, and we'll move to seat him as soon as we process his paperwork.
Well, you know what, man? That they do that, you know.
Well, they don't make an announcement out of it.
They do that because that's what they're supposed to do. Look, Let's go to a phone call, 877-876-PHIL. Here is Gerald with Doug Danger. Go ahead, Gerald. You're on the air.
Okay. Thanks for having me, Phil. How you doing this evening?
Yes, sir. I'm very good. Thank you.
Maybe the people of Massachusetts are tired of the Ted Kennedy syndrome and voted for a change, something that our president hasn't given us.
Well, maybe that's the easy answer. I think that's the easy answer. I think that's the go-to answer. You know, but I have to repeat, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. When I look at this, I look at a dynamic. I look at a Ted Kennedy. If Ted Kennedy were alive, do you think he would have been reelected as senator from Massachusetts? I think the answer would be yes. Don't you, Phil?
I guess, yeah.
What about this gentleman? Wouldn't you agree, sir?
Is Gerald there?
Yes, Gerald.
Or did we lose Gerald? Okay. The question is, Gerald, if Ted Kennedy were alive, would he have been reelected?
Probably not.
Let me do it.
Probably. Did he say probably not?
Yeah, he said probably not.
No. Then you don't get what's going on. Of course he would have been. Of course he would have been.
So well, maybe
that tells me that he dies and the Republicans decide this is when they can slip one through. They can wedge one in.
Well, again, you haven't defined what you mean by wedge one in or slip one through, Doug. 877-876-PHIL. Here is John in Hagerstown, Maryland. John, go ahead. You're on with Doug Danger.
Yes, sir. Calling 2 points. Number one, what my feeling is, I think a lot of it you see a groundswell of the Massachusetts natives of concern over where the national viewpoint is on a lot of these issues, be it health care, be it the economy, be it jobs. I think that seems to be a main concern. But what troubles me more than anything, or draws my ire to a certain extent, is your current guest, Doug, the mere fact that he continues to purport is that him being a gay man or a gay journalist, while I sympathize with the fact that I'm sure he has experienced quite a bit of discrimination over his lifetime in this industry, is that somehow either qualifies or quantifies him as being able to provide additional insight over
election. I am a gay man, but that's got nothing to do with the election. I'm just saying I'm a gay journalist, which means
I understand that. Right. Well, understand. I just don't see how that fact alone, though, can give you any additional insight to any person, any heterosexual, be it male or female. I don't really see where that quantifies you in any given way.
What we don't want to do here, John, is that we don't want to have your name is John, right? We don't want to have your homophobia start coming to the fore. If you're down on gay,
he's not homophobic. He's just asking.
Excuse me, Phil, but I think I'm talking to the guy. I'm sorry, Phil. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. You can't handle gays, that's something you need to go to a
absolutely not. Has nothing to do with it. Here again, I expressed my concerns over the fact that I think you've seen a groundswell of the natives of Massachusetts, of the people of that state, seeing a bigger picture as far as national issues. They had two candidates.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I'm gay, and I'm telling you that
I don't understand what that specific fact about your personal life in any way, how that qualifies you in a greater fashion to gain insight or glean insight as to this question.
All I'm telling you is I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I did hear some gay hatred in your voice. I'm not saying you
absolutely
hate gay.
Doug,
let's keep this about the election.
I want to keep it about the election. That's what I'm doing. As a gay man, as a gay journalist, I'm saying that.
But the gentleman is asking the question, why do you qualify that,
Phil, you and I have had this discussion a million times. I've tried to tell you that some straight people use this term, it's crude, they call it homo-eye, but they know that a gay man, a gay journalist, has a more discriminating look. So if John here is more comfortable, you want to call it homo-eye, you can call it that. I say I'm a gay man, a gay journalist. Which would you prefer?
Would
you want to call it homo?
With all due respect, I've never heard any of those terms in the past, and I've never even heard anybody's assessment of a situation be based on their sexual preference. I don't see how that plays in at all.
If you want to push me back in the closet, I'm not even speaking to that.
I'm expressing what I felt the election results in this state is a greater.
Is a groundswell? Yes. We got to take a break. Very good call, John. 877-876 Phil. I think you're misunderstanding what the people are saying.
I understand. The guy doesn't want to use HomoWide.
All right. 877-876 Phil. We'll be back with more on the world famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.
Or gay guy.
World-famous Phil Henry Show.
Our number is 877-876-PHIL. This is the world-famous, groundbreaking Phil Henry Show. Doug Danger joins us from the Orange County Courier. He is in Boston this evening where he witnessed firsthand the victory of Scott Brown and Massachusetts ground zero for the political climb of America tonight. Many are saying, Doug, that this is a shift away from the Obama politics, the progressive vision. Many are saying that this is the disgust for the Democratic Party, or perhaps this is just the independent voter taking over. You think this is impossible?
I have to go back, Phil, again to what I said as a gay man, as a gay journey. You've had me on your program many years, I've been gay, all those years, and I will tell you that in the state of the Kennedys. Now, you know who the Kennedys are. Probably 90% of your audience knows who the Kennedys are. The Kennedys are American political royalty. And you don't make a move in Massachusetts politically without getting the blessing of a Kennedy. It could be any Kennedy, almost. It sounds ridiculous, but you just go to that one Kennedy. I think there was one that was in drug rehab. You almost go to him and say, can I run for governor? And he's a junkie, but...
What are you talking about?
I'm being a little facetious, but the point is... this is a very liberal, liberal state.
But that's just it. People are saying maybe it wasn't read the right way. Maybe it's only, like I heard the statistic, 30% are registered Democrats, and there's Republicans, and there's a lot of independents.
Well, look, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. What are you're telling me, as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I'm telling you, Kennedy, and then comes Brown. Something comes through the back door named Brown. Now, that's why the column, and I know that it's a little crude, if it's Brown, flush it down. But that's why we wrote the column for tomorrow, because I think there's something wrong here. I think there's something very, very off. I think there is more to this story than meets the eye. I think Reid knows it. That's why he said we'll get this guy's paperwork processed and get him a desk in the Senate when we're good and ready.
Well, he didn't say that. You keep going back to that.
Well, whatever it was that he said, because there's something really wrong.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to a phone call here. On the line, we have... Arwen, I believe, in Boston. Arwen, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Doug Danger. Go ahead.
Hi, how are you? I'm actually...
Very good, thank you.
I'm coming from the Scott Brown election night as well.
Yes.
And I am a female and a female professional. And, there's a lot of independent votes here in Massachusetts for sure. But beyond that, Martha Coakley was abysmal in how she ran her campaign, and she's done a lot to really piss off the voters of Massachusetts, and that is something that needs to be taken into consideration. And also, since there's the Democrat machine in Massachusetts, honestly, it's known for voter fraud usually on the Democrat side, not on the Republican side. They're not well organized enough to have voter fraud. Most likely, Scott Brown won by a whole lot more than it showed.
Doug?
Well, I mean, where do I start with the lady? I mean, she's obviously a partisan for Scott Brown. She doesn't
want to believe. Oh, I'm not. I've actually worked campaigns for both sides of the aisle. I am independent, fully.
She doesn't want to believe that this guy could possibly be dirty. I'm not saying he's dirty, but I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. And again, when you look at Scott Brown, listen to that clumsy speech he gave tonight, offering his daughters up. I know he didn't exactly, but it was very clumsy. How did this guy get elected over this Coakley? And she's got some very strange, I don't know if you know, if she's been in an automobile accident, ma'am. Do you know that?
I know a lot about Coakley. She's got a lot of problems. There's a lot in the state that really doesn't like her. A lot of
people. Was she in an automobile accident, though? She spoke very haltingly, like the motor part of her brain.
What are you talking about?
Tonight, the way she talked, it sounded like she was from another country or something.
Yeah, she was
I don't know anything about... She was probably depressed.
That makes her sound like she's Chinese. I don't.
She was devastated. She didn't think she was going to lose the seat.
You don't think? Of course you didn't think. I didn't think. Nobody thought. You want to know why? Because it was
impossible. Right, because they weren't watching the polls.
It's
they weren't watching the views of the people in Massachusetts. It is possible. People in Massachusetts are smart and independent voters.
I think you want to believe that, but I'm telling you, as a gay man and as a gay journalist, you were what?
As a female and a female campaign worker, I've seen all sorts of stuff in Massachusetts. They're smart voters.
I've heard you say I'm a female campaign. I'm saying I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and you're saying you're female and
female
campaign.
I'm a female campaign worker.
And what does that mean? Is that a slam against being in my sexual life?
That means I have come up against just as much opposition as you have in your life, no doubt. And you know what? There's always other sides.
No way have you come up against as much opposition as I have. You've been beaten up coming out of an all-woman bar?
Honestly,
all right,
the voters in Massachusetts had a viewpoint that they were trying to get across.
Why not look at that? Why not look at that, Doug? And thank you very much, Arwin, for your call, 877-876-PHIL. Why not look at that head-on and say the voters were tired?
Voters are tired all the time. Voters are always talking about revolution. Voters are always talking about taking back Washington, taking back the state house. Voters are always talking about how they want to throw the bums out. Oh, so magically it just happens to happen in Massachusetts, and the Senate seat that was held by Ted Kennedy.
I understand how you pronounce his name, all right?
Well, I don't think you do, because you don't understand Kennedy. And
I understand Kennedy, man. You're telling me that Kennedy, if he were alive, he'd still be elected. Well, he's not. He died, and so the voter... in their mind, I think, is freed up. There's a little bit of a sense that maybe I am free now to vote in a different direction. If they were a loyal Democrat, maybe they did vote for Ted Kennedy if he's alive, but he wasn't, and so they went somewhere else, you know.
So they stab him in the back. They stab a corpse in the back, is what you're saying.
What the? All right, here is Trace in Boston. Go ahead, Trace, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. What does that mean?
That means they took a dead man and shanked him.
Trace, go ahead.
Hi, I'm from Boston. I come from a family of lifelong Democrats, union working.
This ought to be good.
Okay.
Every single
person in my family is a registered Democrat, and we all voted for Scott Brown because we are tired. We're not tired voters. We are tired of not having a voice. We are tired of not being listened to. Okay, and we are terrified of this health care reform that's being dealt with behind closed doors. And that's why the voters of Massachusetts voted for Scott Brown, because we've had it with nobody listening to us with their own private agendas. And that's why I am a 39-year-old woman. And when I tell you that my Facebook has been used for Scott Brown, people coming out to me, my family has always been very politically involved. But I'm ill. Listen, please.
Her Facebook page. No, he got it wrong. He said.
No, she said her face with you.
Yes,
Facebook.
My Facebook page.
Facebook.
Because people my age, for once, have rallied together and stood up and said, no more. Because it's our kids that we're worried about now. It's a new generation. No, Doug, you just listen.
You're a Democrat. You're a Democrat. And yet, you take Ted Kennedy, you roll him over on his stomach, and you drive a pitchfork into his back.
Will you stop with that kind of analogy?
Really?
What does that mean?
What's wrong with you?
You know...
No, man, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, all right?
I'm a heterosexual teacher, okay?
And you have said...
What does that have to do with the price of tea in China? Okay, honestly...
It has nothing to do with the price of tea in China.
It makes no sense. I have gay people in my family, too.
Right.
And what you're saying is absolutely... ridiculous. Because, you know, have you ever thought of it this way, Doug? Maybe it was Ted Kennedy's machine that produced the massive voter fraud. Okay? And maybe because he's not here now that the people had a chance to stand up and make it. Maybe that's what it is. If you're going to come up with these crazy accusations, maybe that's one that you should consider.
Yeah, exactly. And Doug, I would... If I could just jump in here,
Doug. We don't have brains in Massachusetts to decide who we want to vote for. And we're going to go and live on this man's legacy forever. Maybe we weren't all Kennedy fans, Doug.
Yeah, maybe not, Doug. And Doug, my question...
Hold on for a minute, Phil. I'm talking to the lady now. She said she's a Democrat, yet she went for this guy Brown.
Yeah.
Why? Doesn't make any sense. Brown, this is the guy that wants to waterboard and torture, which doesn't really bother me, but that's hardly a Democratic position.
Because I have an independent mind. I might be a registered Democrat, but I am capable of thinking both ways. Okay?
I have the capability
of saying, okay, you know what? Yes, I am a Democrat, but I don't like how things are being done. And if I don't like how the Democrats are running things, I'm going to go the other way because I'm not a programmed robot. That's why. Okay?
Well, I think it's
and neither
totally
are the voters of Massachusetts.
For you to say that Ted Kennedy reached out from the grave and got Scott Brown elected.
She did not say that at all.
No, she said that the Kennedy voter machine got Brown, you know, went Brown.
What?
And didn't you say that?
No, you said it. You've been talking about Ted Kennedy being dead and getting shanked and reaching out from the grave and all this bullcrap. You're the one that said it.
Let me ask you, do you hear the venom in a lot of these callers' voices? Homophobia.
You're making crazy accusations. You're implying that the voters in Massachusetts don't have the capability to think outside the Democratic box. And that's not fair. There's a reason why in the actual general election that you can vote either way. In the primary, you have to vote with your party. When it comes down to the final day, you can go either way.
You can go either way that you want.
You should understand that.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I can tell you this. You know that African Americans go Democrat and people in Massachusetts. That's the two groups that are solid. And for you to tell me now that Ted Kennedy's reaching up through the dirt like Kerry and changing somehow the...
What are you talking about, man? She's saying that people are thinking more independently as a result.
And I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
I understand. Look, Doug is in Boston.
Teacher. What does that have to do with anything?
All right, we're going to take a break, and thank you very much, Trace.
You're heterosexual. That's got nothing to do with anything. Me being a gay man and a gay journalist, that has something to do with everything.
Well, maybe you can say something else besides that.
All right, let me take a break. Let me take a break. 877-876-PHIL. Get Doug. And we'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show with Doug Danger as we talk about the victory of Scott Brown in Massachusetts this evening to be seated as a United States Senator in the seat that was once held by Ted Kennedy. A major upset, a major win for the Republican Party. And Doug thinks the entire thing is fishy. He thinks there's something off. He hasn't said voter fraud, but he might as well have. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Back here with Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier. Doug, in Boston tonight, covering the victory of Scott Brown, the Senate race in Massachusetts, the victory of Scott Brown over Martha Coakley. She, the state Democratic Attorney General, and Mr. Brown, a little-known Republican state senator, winning the election, Doug. And before we get to another phone call, you have said that you were at the Brown celebration this evening. So when he accepted the win, when he declared himself the winner or whatever, what was the conversation like among the other press that was there?
Well, what do you mean the conversation among the other press, Bill? I'm a gay man. I'm a gay journalist. I don't need to check with my colleagues and look at their notes to make sure that I'm okay to file my story.
I'm not saying that, but what was the opinion?
I don't really know. I'm not really interested in what they have to say. I'm interested in what I've got to say. And I'm gay. You know that. Right, Phil?
Yes, Doug, because for the last hour...
All right, I don't want to give you an opportunity, your audience an opportunity to go homophobe on me. What I'm saying to you is...
I'm not going homophobe. You have said that you're gay.
What I'm trying to tell you is, I write my own news story, and when this guy Brown walked up there and said, you know, I'm the winner, I'd like to officially announce that I won, I remember looking at a couple of guys, some meathead, I shouldn't say this, but some meathead from UPI, and these guys didn't look like they knew what they were doing. I looked at them and I said, that is bull, and I used the expletive. And I walked out and I filed my story.
877-876-PHIL. All right, so that was the summation of your comment. Huh? 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to Steve. Steve, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Doug Danger. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I'd like to really congratulate your guest there, because he's proven that a total blithering idiot can get on the radio and spew nothing but venom and have no opinion, no objectivity, and somehow he gets on the radio and you give him this forum.
I'm a gay man in a gay journal.
So what? So that's all you said the whole night. I'm a gay journalist. So what?
Yes.
So what? Do you have anything else to offer? Do you have anything at all to offer?
The gay edge.
You've been lying. You've been nothing but telling lies. Lying.
What lies?
The lies about what the senator said about seating him. That's a normal process. And you're so ignorant that you didn't know that. That's a normal process.
Harry Reid said we'll sit him down when we're good and ready.
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't.
Again.
No,
you're lying.
What?
You
what,
are
what,
lying.
What did
he
say?
Did not say good and ready. You're a vicious liar. You haven't told
I'm
the
not
truth.
A lying.
You haven't told the truth since you've been on the radio. That's the only thing you said that's true. Everything else you said has been lies. You have a closed mind. You have a closed mind.
What is my mind closed about? I said that it is very, very strange for a Republican.
You've proven to America that you are. You've proven to the whole
country. You voted for Kennedy. Who'd you vote for? Go ahead.
I voted for Scott Brown. I voted for Ted Kennedy in the past.
Okay, you voted for Ted Kennedy in the past, and then magically you go to Brown? What's that about?
Why?
That's weird.
No, it isn't weird.
I'm gay. It's weird.
What does that have to do with anything? What the hell does that have to do with anything at all?
If you voted for Ted Kennedy and then you switch gears, you talk about me being, walking on the wild side. You go from Ted Kennedy to Scott Brown, and
you're lying again.
You offer no reason why you go from Ted Kennedy to Scott Brown, other than to say now that he's dead.
You haven't
shut your
damn mouth, so I can tell you why.
Let the guy talk, will you?
For 5 seconds, I can tell you.
I will, son, but you have a lot easier time if you blew your nose.
Will you shut your mouth so I can tell you?
Blow your nose.
Can you shut your mouth so I can tell you? You say I haven't told
all right,
you.
Go ahead, Steve.
Let me tell you.
Go ahead, Steve.
And the reason is because Martha Coakley ran a completely negative campaign. I hate negative campaigns. All she did was spill lies about Scott Brown. And if you're going to run a completely negative campaign, that pisses people off. And I believe in honesty and integrity. And if you run a negative campaign and the other guy doesn't, then I'm not voting for you.
If this
gentleman had known how badly this campaign was run, he would understand why the polls said Scott Brown was going to win. Because
Doug, when did you get into Massachusetts, Doug?
I flew in last night.
And when are you leaving?
Tomorrow.
So that's a big, fat 48 hours you spent in the state.
Well, what's the fee?
He's mindless. This guy is an idiot. And
I came in, I had a beer, I saw the corned beef and all that jazz. I looked at Scott Brown, I went, okay, and I filed my story. There isn't a whole lot. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I'm not like the usual
tourist. Can you say anything? Can you not say that for the rest of the night? Do you have any self-control? Do you have any self-control at all?
Why do you have a problem with me saying that I'm a gay man and a gay journalist?
Because you've said it at least 500 times. And
I don't have a problem with you not being able telling me that I don't have the right to say what I am and what I
You want to say it 500 times? But you're not offering anything. So what?
I said it's weird for you to go from Ted Kennedy to Scott Brown.
The man already said why.
He
already talked
why.
About the fact that Marcia Coakley ran a negative campaign. He said that...
That's no reason to vote for a guy because the other person's a douchebag. So, because she's
of
a
course
douche,
it is.
You vote for the left...
Of course it is! Of course it is, you idiot! How stupid can you be?
I can't believe that your blood pressure...
Can you be?
Gotta be like... 210 over 150?
All right. We're going to take...
What's up with your blood pressure, man?
All right. We're going to take
a... You are unbelievably stupid. You aren't...
You call me stupid. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I'm telling you where I'm coming from. I want you to go ahead and tell everybody what's your blood pressure.
You're insulting all your gay people by saying that. Gay people. Because you are such an idiot that you're making them all look bad. You are
unbelievable
idiot.
What's your track...
I'll tell you something. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Now, you tell everybody, what's your triglyceride readout?
What?
What does that mean? What does that mean?
I want to know what this guy has. He had a blood test. I want to know if he got a blood test for triglycerides.
You are an unbelievable idiot.
No, you are incredible. Call me an idiot. And you called me the F.
You're proving my point.
No, he didn't.
You're proving my point.
I'm proving your point.
Yes.
The sooner you get in and get a readout on your triglycerides, the better we're all going to be.
You are really...
Something else. That's Scott Brown. If you go in and try to get some health care with Scott Brown, if they lay you down on a table and they want to stick even a thermometer in your you-know-what, it's going to cost because there'll be no health care in Massachusetts for you.
Oh, you're an idiot.
All right, okay. You know what? Thank you very much for your call, Steve.
I'm really sorry.
I appreciate that very much. Doug, it's no good if you don't let a guy get a word in edgewise.
Bill, that guy sounded like he was ready to have a stroke.
He didn't sound that way to me.
Oh, come on! He sounded like he was ready to have an ambulism, or an ambulatory something. You know, I think it's unfair.
Let's take a break. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with Doug Danger and your calls.
Phil Hendry.